5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Yo! It is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. So let's begin it. My name is Tobe. I am your tea-drinking fool. I am, of course, drinking iced tea today. Why? Because it is too hot to function. Oh my God. Yeah, we're not going outside or doing anything today because even though it's only shortly after noon local time, it is, 98 degrees? I just checked my thermometer. So what, that's about 37 degrees and we're creeping on the way up to 100 degrees or 38 degrees Celsius. Yeah, it's going to be 38 degrees today. That is unpleasant. That is not good. And to top it all off, it is super windy outside. The wind is blowing like crazy. I don't know if that means a thunderstorm is coming or what, but geez. Why do I have my glasses off? Okay, let's put the glasses on here. Yeah, it's so hot that, we're in the danger zone, so we're not doing anything today. Just going to hang out and try to stay cool. But what are we going to do today? There's no football on today. There's no World Cup, I should say. There very well could be some football on today. Some American football, some MLS, and that doesn't count. But what I need to do now is to check my TV schedule to see if there's any F1 on tonight. I'm trying to think, when's the next race, or where's the next race? Is it during the day on Sunday? Is it Sunday morning? Yeah, here we go. At 4:55 a.m. till 6 a.m. That's only an hour, so this must be qualifying from Austria. And then they're going to show the old race at 6 a.m. And then more qualifying at 7:55 a.m. When is the race? And my schedule doesn't go up any further. So it might be in the afternoon. Okay. Well, that's good to know. The other thing we need to check is if there's any footy on tonight. The last couple of Friday nights, I've managed to catch some footy, also known as Australian rules football. So let's go up to 78. Oh, Nosa Chape is on again. Don't need to see any more documentaries about Chapecoense. If you're not familiar with the football team Chapecoense, back 2 years ago, or almost 2 years ago, it hasn't been 2 years yet. Chapecoense is a football club in Brazil, and they were all on an airplane that crashed, and only three players survived, and they weren't able to play again. So there's been a lot of documentaries about this particular club. I don't need to see another one. It's very depressing. We got NASCAR racing tonight, some repeats of football from World Cup, and we got no footy on this channel, so let's go up to 222, which is really 216, and come on, give me some, there we go, yes, tonight at 10:30 to 1:30 a.m. from the Melbourne Cricket Ground in East Melbourne, Australia. So, I don't know what teams are playing, but probably Melbourne. All right, this is great. So, I've got footy tonight. at 10:30, and I won't feel bad for watching it because I won't be missing any World Cup games. But right before the footy is a World Cup preview show. Okay, so maybe I'll watch a little bit of that. And before that is a repeat of one game. They don't say which, but it doesn't matter. All right. So despite it being 100 degrees today, I will get to watch some footy tonight at 10:30. That'll be great. I'm already excited about it. Ooh, excited to drink some tea. So delicious. Speaking of Australian stuff, last night after I was done watching World Cup football, I was watching some videos on YouTube, because I can get YouTube on my television, that's fun. And I was watching those Australian guys again. Those the Australian guys who drop things on other things. At the Gravity Discovery Center. Oh, that cracks me up so much. Go ahead and throw this into Wikipedia. Gravity Discovery Center. I did mention it yesterday, but it seems to me that every place on this planet Earth is a Gravity Discovery Center, but no. In Australia, they have a Gravity Discovery Center, and they have this nice tower that you can drop things off of to discover gravity, apparently. And I was watching this last night. I was watching these guys. What were they? No, they were dropping anvils on things from a height of 45 meters. Hey, let's put some cans of spray paint down here, and then we'll go up to this tower and drop an anvil on these cans of spray paint. Okay. Not exactly science, but, you know, whatever you want to do, that seems cool. Oh, that's just funny to me. So that's what I was watching, and at one point in time, one of their videos started up, and they were wearing Kentucky Fried Chicken buckets on their heads. And not only were they wearing Kentucky Fried Chicken buckets, they were wearing the colored ones of the various teams. And they started off with the Perth Scorchers and the orange buckets. And so I laughed. They had a whole bunch of these buckets in all different colors representing all the teams. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, it means you missed some of my coverage of the Australian Big Bash League. Big Bash is a cricket league that plays a very interesting short form of cricket that only lasts about 3 hours. And I'm really into Big Bash League, and I would just love to go to Australia to see some of this live and wear a chicken bucket on my head. But I was impressed to see these Australian guys wearing chicken buckets. Hey, wait a minute. What's my cat doing? I don't think she's doing anything interesting. Okay. So, yeah, I was glad to see some more customized colored Big Bash League Kentucky Fried Chicken buckets that they wore on their heads. Here we go. Kitty poop sounds. Always funny. She kind of sounds like a chicken. Brock, 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 brock. Oh, my crazy cat. Kitties are so fun. Kitties do such wacky stuff. Making funny noises and stinking up the room. We love kitties because they're so fun. All right, what else was I going to tell you? Seems like there was some other vaguely important things that I needed to voice. But, I don't know. My mind is blank. I have no idea. What did I just get a weird craving for bacon? Am I hungry for bacon? That's weird. I haven't had any bacon in a while, in a couple years. I'm not going to the store. It's 100 freaking degrees out. Do I want bacon? I realize this seems random, but suddenly I think I'm hungry for bacon. Is that what I'm hungry for? Binkus, am I hungry for bacon? Pippa doesn't know. She doesn't even know what bacon is. Although, Pippa did try some of my Rice Krispies the other night. Wasn't last night, but the night before. When I eat Rice Krispies, I just pour them into a big styrofoam cup. I don't put milk on my cereal or anything like that. I just eat it dry. So I was eating Rice Krispies, and my cat couldn't figure out what I was doing. I was sitting right here, and she walked up, and she put her paw on the cup and pushed the cup down. And so I was holding it for her so she could smell the Rice Krispies, and she had her nose in the cup, and she was smelling them, and eventually she decided to lick them. She got a couple of them stuck to her tongue, and she ate them, and she was not impressed. Rice Krispies do not taste like anything interesting for cats. But anyway, turns out I might be hungry for bacon. I used to eat bacon a little bit. For a while, for maybe, how long did I do that? 2 years? I would buy that pre-cooked bacon. You know, the bacon that comes in a box? And you get like 8 strips of bacon for some outrageous amount of money. But it's very convenient. Because you can just, you know, take one strip of bacon, heat it up in the microwave for like 10 seconds or whatever, and bingo, you have a bacon. So every morning I would eat 2 waffles and a bacon. And then I got off bacon and I eat sausage for a while. I recently stopped doing that. Stopped eating sausage about, I don't know, 2 months ago. And my cat's not paying attention. There's a bug crawling across the floor. 2.5 meters away from my cat. Pippa, you're failing in your job, which is to find bugs. My cat, look, Pippa, here's a bug. Okay, I'll just get it. Okay, yeah, now my cat's walking away. Here I am doing your job again. It's my cat's job to find the bugs in this house. Am I asking too much from my cat? My cat only has 3 jobs in this house. 1, you know, find the bugs. 2, get the poops in the box, not on the floor. And 3, run around and do crazy cat stuff. Yeah, so my cat's only batting about 300. It's 333. That's a baseball reference for all my non-American fans. Speaking of baseball, when I wasn't watching, you know, Australians drop things on other things, which was funny in that stupid kind of way, I was watching some football highlights and other wacky stuff. I was watching videos of, you know, funny referee fails and the funniest referee stuff and the funny football moments, and they showed my favorite clip of all time. I don't know the name of the referee. What was this? Nah. But I don't know if you've ever seen this. If you don't watch football, you've probably never seen this, but for the last few years, referees have been carrying little cans of shaving cream with them, and they use this shaving cream to mark places on the field during free kicks. You know, they'll make a little half circle to show where the ball goes, and then 10 yards away they will draw a line showing where, you know, the nearest defenders can stand. And so every once in a while, and this kind of happens a lot, the defending players will start lining up to form their wall before the referee starts spraying the foam on the field to show the line, you know, that they have to stand behind. And so what referees end up doing is they end up spraying shaving cream across the toes of the defending players to tell them to, you know, move back another 6 inches. Well, this one time, and I got to see this again last night, and this happened about 3 years ago now. A penalty kick happened, and so the referee marked the spot where the ball was supposed to go, and as he was doing that, the defenders already started lining up, which they shouldn't do. But they do it so they can, you know, encroach on that 10-yard limit. So the referee walks over to the line of defenders and just bends over and just sprays their shoes right across the toes with the shaving cream. And this is why you will hear me shouting, "Shave their toes! Shave their toes!" If you're ever wondering why I'm saying that, it's because a referee is spraying shaving cream on the ground. But anyway, this one time when this guy was... He had sprayed the shaving cream on the bunch of guys' toes. One guy took offense, and he stepped forward. It was Warbeck. He stepped forward, and he's sort of like shrugging his shoulders, like going, "What the hell, man? What the hell? Come on!" You know, being a tough guy. And remember, you in soccer, football, you cannot mouth off to the ref. And so, what did the referee do? He just held the he held the can of shaving cream up, pointed it at the guy's face, and when the guy wouldn't back off, he just let loose a whole huge stream of shaving cream right into Warbeck's face. It is hilarious. It's one of the... And the referee doesn't smile. He doesn't change facial expressions at all. He just squirt. He does it for like 5 seconds. It's absolutely hilarious. And if you would like to see this, you can find it online. You just go to YouTube and, I don't know, type in funniest referees or something like that. I watched all kinds of wacky stuff. You know, I watched a compilation of craziest pitch invasions and stuff like that. The one thing about pitch invasions that I've been noticing is that the people who do it tend to vary depending on, you know, what confederation we're talking about. In England and in Europe, I find pitch invaders tend to be guys. And usually they just run around and try to kick the ball, especially during free kicks. If the ball is still, somebody will run in and try to kick it. In South America, especially in like Brazil, the pitch invaders tend to be women, and they come running on to the field, and they usually tear off some article of clothing. Sometimes they get down to their underwear, or sometimes they're wearing bikinis, and they'll run up to their favorite player and kiss them and hug them and stuff like that. It's kind of funny. That's football for you. Obviously, there's no pitch invasions in Asia. You know, you go to a game in Japan and the Japanese are very polite. You know, they're not going to go running out onto the field and being obnoxious. That's not how they are. But if you go to Australia, you can often see pitch invasions, usually guys running with cans of beer. Which, I don't know, does strike me as being Australian and kind of American at the same time. I don't think Americans and Australians are all that different. Other than the odd way they talk. They like different sports, but everything else is pretty much the same. Oh. Ow. Yeah, so I'm glad that I discovered how to watch YouTube on my television. That's pretty fun. Oh, yeah. I'm so far behind the times, it's not even funny. The irony is, I don't care. I do have better things to do than to watch TV. I just don't do them. Yeah. I'm just glad I can watch other football stuff. I was watching some highlights What was it? I was watching a video that was like the most egregious fouls in football for the year 2017, 2018, or whatever. Oh, and I got to see Wayne Rooney take that elbow to the eye. Oh, that looked so painful, and it was so bloody. That was crazy. And then, of course, I also watched I watched tribute videos. People who are big fans of players will make these tribute videos for certain players, and I watched some Leo Messi ones that were absolutely great / hilarious. I do love Leo Messi. I will not, you know, pressure him. I will not put an entire country's team on his back, though, because I am polite. Yeah, Leo Messi, probably the guy that people want to touch the most. If you ever see a pitch invasion and it's somebody, they want to hug Leo Messi. You'll see a lot of that. Sometimes it's girls. It's just crazy. Whew, am I going to need to get some more tea? Yum, yum, yum. Very thirsty today. And I have a feeling today is going to be one of those drinking lots of stuff days. Getting dehydrated days. Luckily, I have a whole bunch of tea. Lots of tea in different forms. And I even have some some brand name grape powdered drink mix, which is already made and is delicious. But I am considering making some more, what's the word I'm looking for? Cantaloupe. So I'm thinking about making cantaloupe agua fresca. And I shouldn't have said that because now I want tacos. Tacos, I want to go to Abelardo's, but I don't have any money. Actually, I do have a little bit of money. The big question is, can I afford to spend it on tacos? Maybe. I got enough gas to last me the rest of the month. I mean, no. I meant rest of the week. So, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to eat tacos today. What am I going to eat today? Rice. Yummy, yummy rice. Rice, rice, rice. Oh, but I also want noodles. Because I was watching this thing. When was it? Not yesterday. Day before? Oh, I was watching something on PBS. And a guy was making noodles. A Japanese guy was making noodles. And he was the noodle expert guy. And it was fascinating. Because, you know, he makes this dough and he stretches it out by hand. Then he rolls it out very carefully so it's practically square, using like 4 or 5 different diameter rolling pins just to get it all exactly perfect. And he can do this like strangely fast, you know, and it would take me like an hour just to get the damn thing folded. Then he folds up the dough in a special way. Then he takes this huge knife that looks like it should be the head of a pole arm of some kind. But no, it's just got a regular handle, but it's long and it comes back. And then he goes, ka-chunk, 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 and he chops this whole thing up into noodles. It takes about 5 minutes. And these noodles are super long. I mean, they're like 6 feet, they're like 2 meters long. Boom, boom, he portions them out, and some of them go into the boiling water and come out 2 minutes later, and boom, into the bowl with the daishi stock, and then they add all the yummy stuff, and I was like, damn, that's what I want. That is what I want. I want ramen or udon or something. Maybe even oden, which is not noodles. But they have chikasuba. Wait, you know, what are those called? Those gluten tubes? Giant noodles. I don't know. That's an idea, though. If I could find some, you know, old super expert Japanese noodle making guy, could open up a noodle shop. I've always wanted to have a tea shop, but I don't think a tea shop would fly here. I don't think there's enough people drinking tea. I'd have a tea house, and I would call it Chatsubo Tobe. Teapot Tobe. And I could serve ramen, too, if I had a ramen guy. I guess I could spend a few years learning how to make ramen like an expert Japanese guy. Oh, I don't know. Doo-doo-doo-doo. I don't know if that would fly here. But I would like to have a tea house. Trying to think. Where would I put it? I don't know. Might have to put it downtown in the tourist district. Oh, but it's so expensive down there for such junky. Yeah, the old market. You know, 100-year-old buildings falling apart. But that's where everybody loves to go. And then, of course, we have the new tourist district. What do they call it? Nodo, north of downtown. And it's basically for all the College World Series people. I think the College World Series was fun this year. Who won? I think it was Oregon State. Are they the Beavers? I think maybe they are. Besides, I don't know if it would fly. I don't know. Yeah, in all the Nodo, the new tourist area, it's really expensive because it's all a bunch of converted old industrial buildings that used to be abandoned warehouses and derelict and was really cool. A lot of nice industrial urban decay. But no, it got gentrified and they turned all these crappy old buildings into lofts and stuff. And now it's businesses on the ground floor that cater to the World Series. How boring. Oh, here's a kitty commercial. Now look at that lynx in the wild. Oh, it's a wild lynx kitty. I do enjoy large cats. And if I had a tea house, it would be cat approved. And you could bring your cat in and have some tea. And that would be nice. And now here's a hot dog commercial. You know, I was sort of hungry for hot dogs yesterday. I was thinking, damn, do I need to go to the store and buy some hot dogs and some sauerkraut? And I haven't had a hot dog in a couple of years, but you know, I know I'll just be disappointed because I haven't found any edible hot dogs. I don't know. Am I that hungry for sauerkraut? No. Do I really want a hot dog? No. What I want is, do I want a bratwurst? I can't find any good bratwursts either. And what else was I hungry for? Saveloys? No, you know what I'm hungry for. You know what I really want? Jaeger Schnitzel. Oh, I want German food. I want a Jaeger Schnitzel. Yeah. No, I don't. What am I talking about? That's just crazy talk. We used to have a really good German restaurant. It was way out west. It took like half an hour to drive out there. But it was pretty good. It was called Schnitzel House or something like that. And they had 50 different kinds of schnitzels. And I liked the Jaeger Schnitzel. It was yummy. And I'd love to tell you all about my favorite German foods. But we have run out of time. So let me just say that you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC. So tune in tomorrow. Who knows what we'll be up to, but I got to get out of here. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.